普总统纪念退伍军人节，拜登在费城出席活动。特朗普的竞选团队提起诉讼，要求延迟认证密歇根州的选举结果。美国最高法院再次审理奥巴马医保，两名保守派大法官倾向保留法案。观众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。11月11号是美国的退伍军人日，特朗普总统与拜登分别前往不同的美军纪念场所致敬。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄瑶毅的报道。
11月11号是美国的退伍军人日，特朗普总统在早上与副总统彭斯一起前往了位于华盛顿郊区的阿灵顿军人公墓，向无名烈士墓致上鲜花来致意。特朗普总统在前天在推特上开除了国防部长埃斯珀，所以今天的仪式是由代理部长克里斯多夫·米勒陪同。当时正下着雨，整个仪式进行大约6分钟之后，特朗普总统就回转白宫。而拜登则是从他居住的特拉华州威明顿市前往费城的韩战纪念碑致敬。拜登已经过世的儿子伯拜登曾经在美国陆军服役，官至少校，并且曾经到伊拉克服役，还获得过同心勋章。费城市长肯尼陪同出席。拜登致上鲜花之后并没有公开讲话。出席的一名费城法官杜刚表示，有640名费城人阵亡在韩战当中。而白宫的行政大楼也已经在昨天就挂上了巨幅的美国国旗，来纪念退伍军人日。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
当选总统拜登批评特朗普政府拒绝进行权力交接，同时关键的共和党领袖站在特朗普的一边，打算通过法律手段推翻拜登预计当选的结果。
I wanted really to congratulate you.And congratulate Kamala Harris for this election.
I really congratulate President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris.
包括英国首相约翰逊和法国总统马克龙在内的世界各国领导人对拜登的预期胜利表示了祝贺，但在美国国内则是另一回事。
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
美国国务卿蓬佩奥拒绝接受选举结果，重复了特朗普总统只计算合法选票的呼吁。他一直指控民主党人偷走了选举。
There is no evidence of any of the assertions made by the president or Secretary of State Pompeo. Secretary of State Pompeo.
拜登周二将特朗普拒绝承认输的行为定性为尴尬，但基本上不予理睬。
The fact that they're not willing to acknowledge we won at this point is not of much consequence in our planning and what we're able to do between now and January 20th.
只有少数共和党参议员祝贺拜登和他的竞选伙伴哈里斯，前任共和党总统乔治·布什总统也表达了祝贺，但是共和党领袖站在特朗普一边。
And President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
共和党战略家罗布·斯图兹曼说，大多数共和党人私下承认拜登将成为下一任总统，但不愿挑战特朗普。
Well, the political calculation is you don't want to get on the crosswise with Donald Trump, who could all just in one tweet, you know, turn the ire of about half the Republican Party upon you. Nobody wants that headache.
1月20日的就职典礼已经开始施工，但正式的交接过程要等到特朗普任命的联邦总务管理局长宣布后才能开始。到目前为止，他还没有宣布。如果没有卸任政府的合作，前副总统拜登数十年的政治经验将是关键。
He is very familiar with the White House and the bureaucracy of the executive branch and how it operates. So he will have set up this transition team, which will all be experienced Washington hands.
拜登竞选团队星期二发布了一个名单，由他们审查每个政府机构，以帮助确保权力的平稳交接。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉报道。
特朗普总统的竞选团队周二表示，将在密歇根州提起诉讼，要求对该州美国大选的结果进行核实，直到可以证实选票合法为止。
新的诉讼是在前副总统拜登成为上周六当选总统后，特朗普竞选团队希望保持特朗普在第二个任期执政的希望而做的努力。 特朗普竞选律师马特·摩根在电话会议上对记者说，我们要确保没有任何计票，包括欺诈性或非法投票。特朗普的竞选活动提出了指控，称共和党民意监票员与民主党同僚之间的待遇不平等。法官们已经在密歇根州和佐治亚州提起诉讼。法律专家表示，特朗普的诉讼几乎没有改变选举结果的机会。拜登高级顾问伯伯鲍尔周二将特朗普竞选活动的诉讼驳回为戏剧而非真正的诉讼。美国之音电视报道。
在香港政府宣布取消杨岳桥、郭荣铿、郭家麒还有梁继昌等四名民主派议员的资格之后，香港立法会15名民主派议员举行了记者会，宣布集体辞职表示抗议。来看报道。
在香港政府宣布取消四名民主派议员的资格后，香港立法会15名民主派议员举行记者会，宣布集体辞职表示抗议。华盛顿的香港民主委员会执行总监朱慕明对美国之音说，北京无视法律和现有制度采取此举，全然无视香港民众的意愿，等同于对香港政治制度宣判死刑。
So they have gutted the only remaining duly electedvoices for the people in Hong Kong. And so I think that is a devastating, that is a death sentence to the political system in Hong Kong. And I think that my reaction is, again, this I'm not surprised, but I think it is really the last nail in the coffin of what little shred of legitimacy that is left to the Hong Kong political system.
朱慕明说，香港立法会今后将无异于中国的人民代表大会，成为共产党的橡皮图章。他赞许泛民议员集体辞职的行动是利用自己剩余的力量向香港人和世界表明这个体系和政府的失败。朱慕明说，北京可能在利用美国选举焦灼之际采取此举，但实际上美国政府一直密切注意香港现况。香港民主委员会本星期也向美国政府、国务院和国会简报了北京预计针对立法会进行的打压。美国政府星期一已对香港和中国官员采取新一轮制裁。与此同时，预计上任的拜登团队也密切注意香港事态发展。他说，近日美国选举期间遵循法治的情形与香港当前受到的来自中共无视法律的打压形成鲜明对照。
Despite the pandemic, despite all the other things, we went to the polls, voted.Even if there are differences, we're now going to the courts to let the courts settle it. And I think that, you know, there's a sense that the CCP might be taking advantage of sort of, you know, uncertainty in the U.S. I think what they really should be looking at is how resilient the will of the people can be. If you think about the way that it is working, even in a very polarized U.S., I think what they're going to see in Hong Kong is that when you forcefully, unilaterally, illegally remove duly elected leaders from the people, they're going to be met with the will of Hong Kongers, which we have seen now for years and decades. They're not going to yield and they're not going to give up.
美国之音许湘云、林露，华盛顿报道。
民主党副总统当选人卡马拉·哈里斯在本周创造了历史，她成为了有史以来第一位赢得美国副总统职位的女性。
这是在美国创造历史的时刻。
While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
现年56岁的哈里斯感谢她的竞选伙伴总统当选人拜登和美国选民。选择她成为第一位担任美国副总统的黑人和印度裔女性。
We've had women at the Supreme Court. We have Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House.
in Congress, but never in the executive branch have we had a woman vice president, and still not president. But not only that, but to have a woman of color, a woman from immigrant parents who came to this country for a better life.
哈里斯的母亲来自印度，父亲来自牙买加。哈里斯在加州奥克兰长大，这是学校描绘他的壁画。作为种族融合工作的一部分，他小时候被送往这所学校。
She's broken so many glass ceilings for so many women.
哈里斯毕业于首都华盛顿黑人学校霍华德大学，2004年成为旧金山第一位黑人女性检察官，2010年成为加州总检察长。在今年夏天的黑人的命也是命抗议期间，一些进步派人士抱怨说，哈里斯是一个比他所说的更强硬的检察官，对死刑采取了矛盾的立场，并且未能追究警察的不当行为责任。哈里斯首次在加利福尼亚州创造历史，是他当选美国国会参议员。
It's important that people see people in power that look like themselves.
哈里斯经常谈论她作为姨妈和继母的角色，她已嫁给律师道格·埃姆霍夫，她的丈夫将成为第二先生，这是白宫历史上一个全新职位。尽管副总统最重要的工作是准备在需要的时候出任总统，但分析人士说，哈里斯也可能会利用她的几个创造历史的第一。
She can be a stateswoman representing the United States, but I think she'll travel around the United States as well.To show that symbolism of what she's doing.
哈里斯在白宫的全球新角色受到了地球的另一边他祖先的印度村庄民众的欢庆。美国之音记者吉普森，首都华盛顿报道。
以色列人几乎和美国人一样紧盯着美国大选的结果。尽管美国3/4的犹太社区的民众把选票投给了拜登，但是民意调查显示，3/4的以色列犹太人希望特朗普总统获胜。
约兰·伊萨查和他的家人一直是特朗普的热情支持者，他们紧张地收看以色列电视台报道拜登大选胜利。
לבנות את ההתנחלויות שלנו שאנחנו כל כך אוהבים את ארץ ישראל השלמה ועם אובמה לא היה לנו את זה
其他的以色列人像最近从加利福尼亚州搬来以色列的弗里德一家也在密切关注美国大选结果的电视报道
I feel like Joe Biden is more humane more dedicated to leading America that's clearly broken and split and in desperate need of leadershipI deeply fear that Biden will pressure Israel on the Palestinian issue. I do. I think that the solution is going to be more grassroots and needs to come from Israel and Palestinians. But I would hope for compassionate leadership through that process.
巴勒斯坦城市拉马拉的居民认为特朗普对以色列一面倒。他们对特朗普将去职表示宽慰，但人们对拜登会大力帮助巴勒斯坦人几乎不存期待。
كانت سياسته واضحة وصريحة إن أنا مع إسرائيل قلبا وقالبا وسأعمل ما تريد إسرائيل وأنا بقول بايدن راح يعمل ما تريد إسرائيل ولكن من تحت الطاولة.
拜登说过，他不会接受巴勒斯坦领导层的要求扭转特朗普将美国大使馆迁往耶路撒冷的行动。但前美国驻以色列大使丹库尔策说，他可能会改变特朗普的中东政策的方向。
A Biden administration can undo some of the problematic policies and activities that were undertaken by the Trump administration. For example.I don't think the U.S. Embassy will move out of Jerusalem, but the administration can put Jerusalem back on the table where it always has been by saying that it recognizes that Palestinians will have a capital in East Jerusalem once they have a state.
以色列分析家指出，总统当选人拜登更新美国和伊朗核武协议是另一个有争议的问题。以色列反对这个做法。
Necessary to make a bomb.
On Iran, however,There could be another round of friction between Israel and the United States. Biden said that he would like to negotiate with Iran a new nuclear deal to replace the one Obama signed in 2015. This is a pressing issue which could not be set aside because Iran is violating the 2015 agreement and is enriching uranium at a rapid pace.
以色列总理内塔尼亚胡一直和特朗普总统立场一致，特别是在伊朗和巴以冲突方面。虽然内塔尼亚胡在他的祝贺信息里肯定拜登和以色列的40年友谊，但他和其他以色列人可能会发现，在这些关键问题的政策上，他们和总统当选人拜登存在着分歧。美国《经济者》格拉斯坦耶路撒冷报道。 接下来我们来关注新冠疫情。一部名为《不幸急诊》的纪录片耗时了七年，采访全美各地的护士。这部电影探讨了美国一线医疗工作者所面临的挑战。凯瑟琳·罗宾逊是纪录片《不幸急诊》里主要介绍的护士之一。这部电影探讨了身为急诊室护士的真正感受。罗宾逊是医生的女儿，她也决定将一生奉献给医学。这部纪录片原来应该在三月发行。
但新冠疫情爆发了。We were just slammed. It was like a storm hit us, and there were so many patients that we almost couldn't keep up. It was just overwhelming. The patients were so sick. They were so sick, and this was the challenge for us because we hadn't seen this kind of illness before.
这部影片涵盖了许多处理急诊的护士，病人包括遭受枪击、阿片类药物滥用和新冠病毒的患者。 电影主要介绍美国各地15名急诊室的护士，但导演凯瑟琳·琼斯希望找一名可以为所有急诊医疗工作者代言的护士，而他选择了在新泽西州帕特森一家医院工作的卡罗琳·罗宾逊。
It's really wonderful to have the opportunity to talk about what we do, and it's a little scary to see yourself on film too.
罗宾逊不喜欢谈论新冠病毒大流行，即使跟自己家人也一样。 唯一的例外是为了这部纪录片向他的导演卡罗琳·琼斯吐露了心声。The
thing about her is she's just so real, and she was wearing COVID. So, and I was asking her to relive it, and I felt like just the weight of the world was on her shoulders. And I felt awful asking those probing questions. I felt like I was asking her to relive like the worst days of her life. And yet I felt like there was... It was kind of cathartic in a way, you know, I think it was healing in a way to talk about it or to see it, you know, again in that setting.
罗宾逊说，尽管他面临重重困难，他仍然爱自己的工作，对工作的执着也依然坚定。
I think the ability to care is part of me, it's who I am. And I have a great desire to help others, and it is wonderful and exciting, and there's always something new, and I learn something new every day. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share in people's lives when they really, really need somebody. So I am a nurse through and through, there's no question.
美国《经济记者》巴弗拉江华盛顿发来的报道。疫情仍未消退，一些因此无法见面的纽约人正在寻找独特的聚会方式。 在2020年，虚拟现实正在成为许多人的逃避之道，特别是在大流行病期间，工作和朋友聚会以及娱乐活动都转移到网上进行。
在曼哈顿中心的虚拟现实展览一廊，有50个不同的虚拟热点，都是为了让远在天边的人感觉彼此近在眼前。
The idea of VR World is really to come here to have this new form of social entertainment. And what I mean by that is, you know, people coming to really enjoy themselves with virtual reality, enjoying a drink at the bar, really socializing together as a team.
穆里萨·纳扎洛娃来过虚拟现实世界许多次了。对他来说，在纽约市大多数场所仍然关门的时候，这是社交活动的一个新方式。
We are now in a so unprecedented time, so everything is virtual. We don't really get to connect with our friends. We don't really get to go out or go watch a movie. But here you come and it's socially distanced. Everybody's wearing a mask and people sanitize you right when you walk in. And then you still get to be with your friends.
口罩和消毒液是这个新的虚拟世界的一部分。但有机玻璃屏幕却是原来设计的一部分，在大流行病时期正好派上用场。
It's more like a futuristic experience, like you're walking into the game.
尽管有许多吸引人的东西和游戏可供选择，人们还是倾向于选择多人游戏活动，要和朋友共享休闲时光。
It's too real. It's nothing fake. It's real and it's scary, very scary. I don't know. That's no more. It's too much.
They made it seem like you're walking a plank.
由于 3D 动画和灯光装置，在这个虚拟世界，艺术也似乎相当的真实。
It's definitely a way to escape reality, and you can build your own world. Like for example, here my favorite one is a tilt brush. You can just paint anything you want. You can draw messages, and you can just like immerse fully in your artwork.
来这里的纽约人说，虚拟世界帮助他们忘掉另一个仍然非常难以预料的大流行病的现实世界。美国之音记者马斯洛夫从纽约和安纳莱斯发来的报道。
医生们正在努力了解新冠病毒对孕妇还有胎儿的影响。来看美国之音记者皮尔逊的报道。
当一名妇女怀了孕，她的免疫系统会发生改变，来保护她成长中的婴儿。但这些改变也使他更容易感染某些病毒，像流感，而且会增加他健康状况出现严重风险的问题。到目前为止，有关孕妇感染新冠病毒的研究结果，让人放心和让人担心两方面的都有。
They had increased hospitalization, and they had increased ICU admission, and they had increased receipt of a mechanical ventilation when they compared them to women of the same reproductive age.With COVID-19 that were not pregnant.
医生们正在试图确认，对孕妇而言，新冠病毒是否比感染流感更加危险。
It appears at this point that it is actually not as severe as influenza is during pregnancy.
然而，疾病控制与预防中心表示，感染新冠病毒住院的孕妇，严重疾病的发病率较高，更容易流产、早产，而且更可能有死胎。其他研究报告和这些结果有所抵触。
I think that we need to take a step back a little bit in that since COVID-19 is so new, we don't have all of the data that we really need to make an assessment as to what level of risk it imparts on a pregnant woman.
比方说，压力可能是因素吗？大流行病对产前保健检查造成的相关障碍，像封锁行动，使得一些妇女无法接受检查，甚至在生产时也无法得到医疗照护。
We are having a baby at home, but baby is not okay and needing assistance.
有些妇女因为担心感染新冠病毒而推迟去看医生。
Prenatal care, particularly in the third trimester, is one of the ways that we ensure both mother's health and ensure that there aren't stillbirths.
在更进一步了解之前，妇女需要通过戴口罩、保持社交距离、避免人多的地方，以及保持良好的手部卫生习惯，来保护自己免受新冠病毒的侵害。医生说，如果妇女察觉胎儿活动减少，也需要通知他们的医生。美国之音记者皮尔逊，华盛顿报道。
辉瑞还有 BioNTech 表示，新冠病毒疫苗在试验中已证明90%有效。由于疫苗需要特别的储藏环境，人们担心发展中国家在分发疫苗上的能力不足。
辉瑞和生物科技联合进行的疫苗实验仍处于初级阶段，但科学家表示，到目前为止，根据44000名志愿者的参与显示，新冠病毒可以被打败。这种基于一种叫做 mRNA 的新技术的疫苗仍有待监管机构批准。即使疫苗的开发在快车道上行进，也存在其他挑战。
There are big manufacturing challenges. There are logistics challenges. This vaccine needs to be stored at minus 80 degrees Celsius.
在较富裕的国家，这种做法更为可行。但是在较贫穷的国家中，推出疫苗接种计划并非易事。在布基纳法索这家诊所，冰箱经常坏掉，迫使工作人员将里面的药品扔掉。联合国说，为世界2/3人口服务的卫生系统没有足够的制冷设施。
So if today we had to vaccinate against the coronavirus, for example, we would need a lot more refrigerators to keep the vaccines. We don't have these fridges.
然后就是供电问题。
The hot climate means that the cooling devices are more important and have to work harder. It's a lack of electricity. It's developing economy. So if you look in a number of these markets,you can find areas where countries where perhaps 30-40% of the health centers don't have access to electricity.
联合国儿童基金会于2019年在制冷设备上花费了$85,000,000，其中大部分是提供给非洲和亚洲的太阳能冰箱。在任何疫苗获得批准之前，要储备注射器，并开发冷链储存和运输。但是科学家说，在许多国家和地区根本没有卫生基础设施可以用于快速推广新冠疫苗接种计划。另一个挑战是让人们前往诊所或到社区中接触他们，说服他们使用疫苗是安全的。辉瑞和生技的疫苗需要每人2剂，然后就会出现疫苗民族主义，即人们担心富裕国家会为自己的人口买走所有疫苗。已经有150多个国家和地区签字加入 COVAX 这个全球机构了，以此来确保公平分配。
With the goal being to help produce 2 billion doses of various COVID vaccines that could be distributed to all of these countries around the world by the end of 2021.
科学家说，目前正在实验中的其他新冠疫苗也可能被证明是有效的，这增加了大规模接种计划的希望。但是他们警告说，在疫苗计划推出之前，至关重要的是政府和个人必须在疫情持续飙升的时候继续努力抑制病毒的传播。美国之音记者李奇维尔，伦敦报道。
好的，以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。
It is a rolling system whereby anyone on any subject from anywhere in the world at any time can submit a good idea, and then the lab will work with them. Came up with this really remarkable business model with new technologies, and that is to provide electricity to individual homes that are off the grid on a daily pay-as-you-go model. And so we've created a model to solve a development problem that helps corporate shareholders make money delivering a service that is so central, electricity and light.That can help eradicate, you know, illiteracy, because you can study, that alleviates the some of the issues with agricultural production and hunger, and that goes towards economic growth.